Hello, people of the internet. How's it going? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind, a moment we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, see if we can't take some of those ideas and go out, maybe start a conversation elsewhere, or maybe we just get the gears turning with our own head and see where that takes us on a personal level. Now, this last weekend, I was on vacation, so actually, for once, tuned out of what was going on in the world lately. I mean, it's all kind of same old for what's been way too long, in my opinion, as you know. And so it felt nice. I even had to take a couple extra days before the company cashed me out and rolled me over in this country that supposedly we are the most overworked and we take the least amount of time off. We don't take that personal time to sit down and unplug or unwind, or in my case, spend a whole week doing projects. And when I signed up for this vacation, I had other plans in mind. I didn't, you know, it felt like I was going to keep it easy enough, but I had one big project that I wanted to get done. And lo and behold, I didn't even get to that one. But last year, I had built a shed, and I needed to level out behind the shed so I could actually use that as spot for storage tools or in a wheelbarrow and whatnot. So I spent a couple bucks on that, went and I got some lumber, built a box, started filling that with rocks that I had laying around, and got a small little more or less quarry down the street from me that I went and started harvesting rock from. And while I spent money on the lumber, I wanted to keep it cheap. I'm not raking in dough. I find myself on more or less on most occasions to be rather frugal, unless the occasion or the project actually demands that I invest money where I plan to do it right. But something like this, where I can go out and harvest rock, it's easy enough. Well, easy is maybe an understatement or an overstatement, because when you're swinging a pickaxe and then using a shovel to scoop it all up, that's kind of rough. But chiseling away at that, hour, 2 hours at a time, limit myself to that, don't want to overwork myself. I don't need this project done tomorrow. Be nice to have it done tomorrow, but again, no rush. And I got it started to be filled. I had a buddy who even had some gravel that he was removing from his house, brought that over and helped me fill up a whole bunch more. Reduce, reuse, recycle. And it works out for me. And I'm pretty happy about that. And years ago, for a section of my house, I knew I wanted to replace the old dirty carpet with some of that fancy snap together laminate pergo style flooring. And I looked at the price tag and I said, no, I'm, as much as I'd love to do that, I'm not spending that much money. It's way too much money. And that's part of the problem with, I wanted to do the job right. Wanted to do it correct, wanted to make it look the best and last the longest. So I, you know, let that dream slide. And a couple weeks ago, there was a house that was getting ready to be torn down, and they had just put in the same color floor, just so happens, that I was looking to get. And instead of letting that go to the transfer station, the garbage dump, I went in, not too much work to go in and pull out all the flooring. Plenty enough for what I needed. And then just this, while I was working on the gravel pit, that little leveling area, I'm sitting there going, I'm going to get that job done. It's been 2 weeks and I'm done storing all those planks. Did some research, found the most cost-effective underlayment and this and that, and just went to town. And that was tough. Middle of August, 90-degree days inside, no AC. Got the doors open because I'm walking in and out of the garage, cutting and shaping everything, even fixing the subfloor. Lucky enough for me, with all the random projects that I've had to complete over the years, I've got, or I at least had, enough spare parts enough spare chunks of wood that I was able to, again, keep it cheap, keep it simple, and yet still build it correctly. All these little projects that I've been doing throughout the years, adding up to my 10,000 hours, improving my skill set little by little. And while I may not be an actual construction worker, while I may not be able to go out and specifically build a house, I probably could get it square enough, at least as square as the person who built this house. Ugh. Very square indeed, I'm sure. But that's not to say that this whole vacation wasn't all work. I got my float time in on one of those 90-degree days. Got to float the river, and that was well worth it, well deserved. Granted, that was at the beginning of the vacation before all the actual work started, but that little bit of time to unplug and reset just for physical and mental stability. And I sit here this week as I'm doing these projects, and I wonder what life would be like under what would be considered normal working circumstances, normal work shift, where, and not to knock it, but those who sit at an office all day, maybe you go to the gym morning or evening or go for a jog around the block. I don't do any of that. I get my physical work out at work, and that's plenty enough for me. I wake up well before my shift starts, get a handful of projects done during the regular work week. And then if I'm feeling apt enough in the evenings when I'm not too destroyed from work, get a handful of projects done. But it's still after a 10-hour day of work, and that's an hour or so of commute time, gets a little rough. There's minimal personal time. And again, I wonder what that regular 40-hour work week where you're home at 5 and you get your dinner on the table by 6, what projects do you get done? What extra little bits are you able to chisel away at? I know I've got friends that, even with my similar work schedule, they devote waking hours when it's time for them to remodel a part of their house, or remodel a room or paint a room. They spend the final 2 to 3 hours of their waking days prepping or milling or whatever the situation calls for. And I tip my hat to them. I sit there and go, somehow that's too much for me. But yet, when it comes to my day, when it comes to my vacation, instead of going somewhere, even outside of these corona days, I'm typically working, putting in the extra labor because I'm physically able to do it. Digging the trenches or cutting, sawing. Granted, power tools help. Power tools help a lot. Don't think I would be doing so much if I still had to use a handsaw and even a hand drill. That's a lot of work on its own. But there's that sense of accomplishment coming through building it yourself, completing it. I remember little kid, teenager years, my uncle came over and he's like, we're going to build a flower box for your mom. I'm like, that sounds stupid. That sounds terrible. I don't want to do this. We dug out a little section. He brought the wood over and we assembled it. I mean, nothing fancy, nothing extreme. Just some 2x6s, made a box, filled it up with dirt. And when he's done, he sat there and he went, doesn't it feel great to accomplish something? I sat there and I said, no. Even at the end of it, I was just happy that the project was done. Didn't care. Mom got a lot of use out of that flower box, but it wasn't exciting. Maybe I missed out on something. But I know I can sit here today and reflect on the projects that I've done, that I've undertaken. And while to many people they seem extraordinary, they seem, I don't know, I don't want to go so far as to say excessive, but again, that the time put in, I definitely can agree, can hit the points of excessive. When I was installing that floor this week, you know, 12-hour days, wake up, eat breakfast, go time. 9, 10 o'clock at night, eat a small little bit of dinner, go to sleep, rinse and repeat. But it's satisfactory to know that you've actually gone out and you've completed something. And maybe you can't go out and replace the floors right off the bat. Again, those power tools definitely come in handy. I was fortunate to inherit more or less the storage for a buddy on a couple pieces of power equipment that I wouldn't be able to do the floor. If I didn't have those tools. And so things like storage of tools definitely becomes an issue. But when you're willing to take the time, and you have the patience and the ability in the area to do it, those of you who live in apartments or townhomes or condos, things like that become a little bit more difficult, but you're also not going to run into the situation where you're going to have to rebuild a floor. It's what you pay someone else for. You're not going to build a shed because you don't have the property. You don't want to mow the grass, and I don't blame you. Mowing the grass gets kind of tedious. But those little projects along the way, you look at something like Etsy, all those little projects that people build and assemble, and create, inspire others. Even just looking at something like that, you can sit there and be inspired to create just little trinkets, be it a little, maybe a bracelet, some jewelry, keychain, something made out of leather. Little things you can do with the tables, maybe die-cast little figurines, but some sort of an artistic endeavor, at the very least, I think is good for all of us. It gives you that chance to meditate, even though the meditation seems to be kind of chaotic when you're sitting there measuring. But when you're installing it, when you're putting it together, you're just focused on that. You're not focused on anything else. Zone out. Forget about the world's problems. Forget about work's problems. Forget about that annoying person at the office. And when you're done, and you sit back, and you, again, you get to reflect on it. And you sit there and say, wow, I did do something. It feels good. And that's not saying you have to go out. You can go ahead and play your video games. I've got nothing wrong with that. I have spent my fair share of time in front of the computer screen playing video games. And I wish I made more time for that this week while I was on vacation, but I chose to do projects instead. Only to finish the week out working on another project. My brother-in-law came over and we worked on the front axle of one of my cars. Something that I was putting off because I knew it was going to take me a weekend just to do it by myself. But he came over. We got it done in less than 8 hours. And sometimes that extra set of hands comes in real handy when doing some of these projects. And it gives you a chance again to unwind, relax, BS, hang out, chit-chat, talk about all sorts of little silly things that, again, don't matter. Catch up on times and see where it leads you. And maybe you can go back and sift through the catalog when you get the family coming over and maybe you want to just kind of spark a conversation. Granted, it's that religion and politics thing that no one's supposed to talk about. There's a handful of others within the back catalog of A Walk Through the Mind that you can go through. Get those ideas turning. Get those gears turning in your head. See where they take you. See where they take someone else. Or you go out and, like I said, you start that project, you chisel away at your 10,000 hours, and you make something beautiful for the life to share with someone else across the world somewhere. But I'm Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You go to the website, billybones.com. And before I forget, I sat down with Abs in a Six-Pack last week. Check the show notes. There will be a link there for that interview I did with them. Or you can go to the website, again, billybones.com. Go to the episode list, and down there at the very bottom, there's a link to interview shows, guest spots. Check that out. Or you can check out, again, any of those previous episodes that I've done. And this is a Value for Value podcast. If you found value out of this, you're welcome to go to the website again. Scroll all the way down, click the Value for Value button. Take you to PayPal, and you can chip in a buck or two or whatever you feel it's worth. But at the very least, give the show a share, or maybe even drop a review. Let someone else know it's hopefully worth listening to. But otherwise, I love you guys. And I'll talk to you next week.